Yahweh will send in my name. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now you go back down there and stay there until I come in you according to the New Testament of the New Covenant.
Right.
You understand? Then it won't be Pete. It won't be Paul. It will not be Jeremiah. You understand? Mm-hmm. It won't be none of that.
Right.
See? So you don't worry about it. You understand? Why? Because it's going to be the prayer, too. Father, that they may be one, even as you and I are one.
Right.
So then what's in them, you understand? It was Christ in them. I try to say it so you can understand. It was Christ in Peter. It was Christ in Paul. It was Christ in all of those men.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? That was loosening and binding. You understand?
Yes, that's right.
Through those men, it was not Peter. It was not none of that. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm talking about? And he said, whoso sins ye remit,
mm-hmm.
they shall be remitted. Now listen, but remission. So whoso sins ye remit, they shall be remitted.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But here, don't you realize yet how about you got the authority and the power to do it?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now you stay there in Jerusalem until you get some power on high.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go out there and preach that remission of sin. It be in my name, not yours, not Pete, not Paul, but mine.
All right.
You are a sinner yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
See, now, tonight, all of them things, I don't know whether you're catching on to the things
mm-hmm.
that I'm saying to you tonight or not.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you are.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and I'm trying to show you how curvy, how sly the devil is.
Mm-hmm.
Plain preacher. You understand? You understand? With his regalia on, his robe, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And his garments of identification. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And with his justice, you see?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And the folks that have a little water left down and he's sporting around, you know, with. You understand? This is graceful and all. You understand? He's bowing. You understand? Got the altar boys and all. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You see the point? The people are deceived. You see the point? Brainwashed and circumscribed. See, they say, well, look, we're the first church. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
They don't deceive. The word church means congregation of sinners. Here it is back here in the building.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first one. Who's the preacher? Who's the preacher?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the Lord, thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, and out of the house that I had been identified as own sin. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? Now here's something else I want to tell you. Now Paul said to Timothy, you see, Paul, now you listen at me. Listen at me. I said you listen at me. And don't you miss me here. And if you do, you're wrong. See, you need some hope in this empire. See? And that's our time to go home, too. See? So now you listen good, because see, I'm trying to nail down something. See? Now Paul told Timothy, you gotta say that.
But if I tarry long.
Now, but if I tarry long.
That thou mayest know how thy oughtest to behave thyself.
If I tarry long, you understand? But that you that you should know how you ought to behave yourself
in the house of God.
In the house of God.
Which is the church of the living God.
Which is the congregation of the living God.
The pillar and ground of
the truth. And the ground of the truth. Now wait a minute. Now you see, now here's what Paul is talking about. Now this is the congregation back here.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
This is the pillar and the ground of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Back here.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? This is where God spoke from Mount Sinai to them gathered around in the first church. You understand? But now that you might know how. You understand? Now here's Israel on this side of the cross, or the people on this side of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Word church means congregation or assembly. That's the true definition of that. Now that you might know, Timothy, since you are a bishop, how you ought to behave yourself. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
If I tarry long, if I don't get to where you are, if I Staying over here.
Uh-huh.
I'm writing you so you know how to behave yourself. So when you come in the congregation of the assembly, which is a church, you understand? You understand?
Yeah.
See, which is the pillar and the ground of the truth. That's the reason why I'm writing to you. I'm one of the apostles. Mm-hmm. One of them that's ordained for that specific purpose. So I'm writing to you so you know how to behave yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? All right, read.
And without controversy.
And no arguments about it. See, just forget about the arguments.
Mm-hmm.
All right, read. Without any controversy.
Great is the
mystery of godliness.
God was manifested
in the flesh. Now look up here at me. Look up here. Now when he was walking out here on earth, that was God manifested in a physical body.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
When he was talking all them things that we just talked about, when he talked to the developer, he was in a physical body, talking with him, converted.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about? All right, read on.
Justified in the spirit.
Justified in the spirit.
Seed of angels.
Preached unto the Gentiles.
Believed on in the world.
Received up in heaven. Now look, folks. He was God manifested in the flesh, that's what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to read. See, I want you to get about him being a mediator.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? See, now he, in this, listen close at me. You see, because if you don't, you're going to miss it. And if you miss it, you're wrong. Because it is a new covenant. You see? Get the point? Now somebody come along and they say, well, Bishop Sharp, pray for me. See, that means I'm expecting you. That's the priesthood I'm talking about, you understand? I just use him as an example. You understand? See? You can pray to get my parents out of here, purgatory. You understand? Understand? That's what they're forming a union now.
Yeah.
You see? Because they're supposed to be friends. Then mediators to go between them. That's what they say the Pope is.
Mm-hmm.
See, whatsoever he binds, Moses. He's a mediator, he's to go between them. You understand? Now that's the devil, you understand what I'm talking about? In his imps.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now I point him out to you so you can see what I'm talking about. The mediator and the go between. You understand? Now, have you got it?
Yes, but there is one God.
For there is one spirit.
Mm-hmm. And one mediator between God
and one spirit. One mediator.
Mm-hmm.
Between God and man. The man Christ Jesus.
Now that's what Paul is saying. Now there is one God. There is one mediator.
Mm-hmm.
Between God and man. The man. Christ Jesus. Now he's telling Timothy that. You see, is that right?
Right.
Now I want you to see what I'm talking about. See, you don't have no mediator now. See, this man sitting out there talking about binding and loosing and all like that, you see? Having the keys and all, the go-between and all that kind of thing, you see, occupying the chair of Peter, you understand? You see, you get it now? The priests and all of them, they're running hand in the pocket of pen to say prayers, you understand? And funerals and all them different kind of things, they're go-between. You understand what I'm talking about? It costs you so much money for them to go between you and them. Now I'm telling you, you don't have no mediator.
Right.
Now you say, well, what is Paul talking about then? If you say we don't have no mediator, you understand? Now here's what I'm telling you. Now on this side of the cross, before he died, you see, while he was in the flesh, while he was walking around talking to men, you understand? He said, I will pray the Father and did the 17th chapter of St. John. And he was the only go-between. You understand? While he was in the flesh. You understand? So while he was in the flesh, see, he was the one that communicated with God for this.
That's right.
He was the go-between. See, now listen. Now he was God manifested in a body.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now when he takes the flesh off, then that is God. You don't have no flesh going between.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's right.
You see what I'm talking about? That's the new covenant.
Okay.
The new covenant says, after those days into their hearts, well, I put my laws, and in their minds, well, I write them. And they shall all know me, you understand, from the least to the great. You understand? From the head middle field, you understand? The prophet, the great, the high priest, the great, you understand? The king, the great. You understand? Everybody. After those days, after the death, burial, and resurrection of him, he takes off the flesh. And he puts it in you. See, then you understand? From the least to the best, they'll all know me. You understand? Now then, done moved the mediator out, done took the flesh off. Now I want to get Romans 8:25. And I want to show you. You remember I told you that the spirit was in that. Isn't that right? In that body. And you read, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. Seen a ritual, breathed on in the world, is that right? And received up into glory. Is that right? And now here we are running around. We expect and we are hoping and we are depending on some hypocrite preacher, you understand, or the Pope, or some hypocrite priest, you understand, to make an intercession for us, or to pray for us, you understand, to get us in good favor with God, fearing that you don't know what to say, and they're writing up prayer books, telling you what to say, and all that kind of junk and stuff, you understand. You see what I mean? Now the devil, I told you, was slick. You see? Now we don't have that mediator. He was a mediator while he was walking around here. Between God and man. That is flesh, the spirit in man. His flesh is between the spirit. You understand? Now when he takes that off, then you've got the spirit there. He's sown and after. Raised a quick spirit. Isn't that right? A quickening spirit. All right, now, Romans 8:26. You understand? Now you remember, you got the priest in there praying for it, and you're running your hand in your pocket. You understand? Paying for it. You see, you got Bishop Short running around here praying for it. You got Hit H.C. running around here praying for it. You understand? You got Watts running around here praying for it. You got Dr. Harris depending on him to pray for it. You understand? You see, that's not the way it is. You understand? Now read.
But if we hope for that, we see
now. Now, if we hope for that which we see now,
then do we with patience wait
for it. Then do we with patience wait for it.
Likewise.
Now listen. Now you listen at me. Now, Paul said, same man that just wrote about, there's one mediator, but the same man. He's not confused about it at all. You understand? He said, likewise. Now, God is a spirit, and he is in you. Since he's taking off the flesh, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. You understand? You get it now? All right.
Also help us our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for.
We don't know what we should pray for.
As
we ought.
That's right.
Read.
But the Spirit itself.
Now, but wait a minute, Doc. The Pope himself, the priest himself. You understand? Messiah in flesh himself. Peter himself. He's the top dog. See what I mean? He's binding and loosening. See? Messiah says, no man goeth unto the Father but by me. He said, no man don't go for the Father but by me. Mm-hmm. But I'm buying it and I'm loosening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see?
Mm-hmm.
I paid a priest to take care of that job. I do my washing and ironing, and you understand? And I do my wells and I stump it and put one thing and another and pay the priest. That's what they're getting paid for, saying prayers. Go clean. See? And they're dissatisfied with their way forming a union now.
That's right.
That's right. Don't pay me to go on the TV.
That's right.
You see what I'm talking about? But this God is spirit. You understand? Not the flesh. Remember, they took that off. Now, Paul said the spirit itself. The spirit itself. Not Jesus in the flesh. Not peace in the flesh. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Mm-hmm. It's the spirit that makes the intercession for Peter. It's the same thing that makes the intercession for Paul. Mm-hmm. Right. It's the same one that makes the intercession for Peter.
Right.
It's the same one that makes you from the least to the great. We don't have no flesh going between.
Right.
We don't know nobody after the flesh.
Right.
You understand?
But it's still. Watch this. Listen, it's the spirit itself that makes intercession for me.
Not the feeling, not the pope, not the pastor.
You see? See, they got us thinking, you know.
Said, well, said I, you know whether I ought to say anything or not.
Bishop, will you pray for me? Understand? They think he's in close contact.
Yeah.
Dr. Kennedy, will you pray for me? I'm saying these things. You know how to take them, you understand? I'm showing you the way the people are. You understand? That's all right. Bishop will pray for you. I will too. You understand? But it's the same spirit that makes intercession for me that it is for you.
That's right.
Did you get that one?
Yeah, that's right.
You see? You run around here depending on Bishop praying for you. See? Him on rock in heaven, and somebody wants to ride in on the preacher's back. You understand? Ride in on Pete's back. You understand? Now, I've said through the years, I don't believe in you praying, Joe. You see, because you don't know how to pray.
That's right.
See, it's the spirit in you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It does the prayer. But I've been misunderstood on it. And the devil should go right to that man and you even pray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You see, if he don't believe in our baptism, he don't believe in Christ, and he's done with it, you understand? They say that man is the worst man I ever seen hurt in my life. That's what they say.
That's right.
You understand? He said he don't believe in water baptism, he don't believe in foot washing, and he don't believe in none of them. You understand? He don't believe in praying. And they have when Wayne said, I didn't believe that there was a God. You understand? You understand? You see what? Because I try my best to tell you. You understand? Don't you be deceived by this veil.
That's
you
right.
See? We want to look on beyond that veil and see that it is the Spirit itself that maketh the intercession for you. We get the man, my me and my God, I don't need to pray. Nothing must always have to do to get the prayer book. You see the part here? All you have to do is the Bible. Look how much mess we got out of that. You see? Understand?
Yeah.
There's this old God didn't know, you understand? You saying, now this is what you say to God. You see? Oh Lord, God our Father, God of Abraham, I think that sounds pretty good. Would you please forgive me for my sins? And when they teach me that I better go and confess that to the priest. You understand? They say, see, got you all messed up there, run confessing it to the priest. Confession. Well, look, whoever you did to miss the thing, you understand? Well, you've been free, you go back and tell him about it. Look, Bill, I'm real sorry. I'm sorry, I made a mistake that time. Yeah, I didn't make any sense. God said, and would you please forgive me? I'm the man you trespass against.
Yeah.
And Messiah said this, and now if you come to the altar and you remember that your brother has offered against you, he said, leave your gift. The priest is standing right at the altar. He said, leave your gift and go your way and be reconciled with your brother. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
And then he said, come back and offer your gift.
Mm-hmm.
Now just in case brother won't hear, said, then go get Wallace and Bishop Jordan. You understand?
Yeah.
You understand? Come back. You understand? Then you won't hear Wallace and Bishop Jordan, then bring him over to the congregation.
Yeah.
Even if you don't want to hear them, that's what the side said.
Yeah.
Then let him be under the ear of the publican and the heathen. Ain't that right? You see what I'm talking about? He didn't tell you. Now the priest was standing right there at the altar. You see? Now what good is it going to do if you confess it to him? See, I'm showing you how slick the devil got all the Roman Catholic and Protestant junk all stirred up here, you understand? And got these people misled and deceived, and God has made the devil wise. That's what I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? That's what I'm telling you. And you're no match for him at all. You understand? You have to come here and see what it's all about. You understand what it's all about. Because the devil, all he's going to do for you is rob you. He's going to rob you of your money, rob you of your soul. And when you get through it, you won't have nothing. You've lost your soul, you've lost your money, you've lost your friends. You understand? You don't have to hunt no enemies. You
they ain't got money then. Ain't that right? But you were talking about just a lost. And what shall it gain? So, you understand? What gain? What profit is man just gain the whole world and lose his soul? Now, you see how I say that? Or the spirit. That's what makes you understand.
That's right.
Paul said, Peter said, pray for all that are in authority, kings and everybody else. You understand what I'm talking about? Pray one for another, king, as you might be healed. But every intercession, every prayer is made by the Holy Spirit. And when you get down there with your head, you understand, and you don't pray according to the purpose of God, you understand? You see what I'm talking about? Somebody said, I've been working for the longest in this year, and I believe in God. He said, I need a job. And the Lord knows I need a job. And he said, now, if you ask anything in my name, that I will do. He said, well, I'm going to go and see about that, you know. Go over there and see somebody about it. See, you understand? He said, well, now, look here, Lord. You know I need a job. Now, I want you to guide and lead me to the job. You understand? I want you to guide. I want you to take care of me, Lord. You understand? And before you get anywhere, you understand? You done asked that thing amiss because you didn't ask it according to the purpose of God.
That's right.
You understand what I'm talking about? You didn't ask it according to the purpose of God. You see what I mean? And James said the reason why you don't receive nothing is because I ain't going to tell you about all them so-called prayers you prayed and you never got no hearing from them. You see, it's because you ask amiss. But any time an intercession is made by the true intercessor, which is the Holy Spirit, it never fails. Why? Because it's according to the purpose of God. You see what I'm talking about? Now, this bread business you're talking about. You understand? Now, here's David. He says, I have been young. Now I'm old. See, he said, one thing I have never seen. He said, the righteous Satan. Or his seed, they can pray with Jesus. You see what I'm talking about? Now, while you run around here hiding behind something, you know, understand a whole lot of dirt, presumptuous sin you got covered up in, then you got the nerve. You understand this? Now the Lord knows. You want you to straighten that mess up. You see what I'm talking about? You're praying a mess. You understand? And you are really not praying, you're just talking to yourself. You get what I'm talking about? You know you ain't right like you ought to be. You know you ain't got no Holy Spirit in you making no intercession. You know your everyday life. You understand what I'm talking about? You just as mean as the prophet, the devil, and all these different kinds of things. You understand what I'm talking about? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Then now you say, well, I'm going to ask the Lord to give me some. No, I tell you what you need to do. You need to straighten up. See, because you haven't got no intercession to ask nobody. See, you haven't got no Holy Spirit in you to make no intercession to you, brother. That's why you're messing up and messing the thing all up, you understand? But if you had it, you understand if you had that. As David said, then the righteous, they have never been forsaken. This seed has never been begging bread. You understand? Why don't you just turn it over the other way and say, brother, I need to straighten up instead of having my own righteousness, the righteousness of God, which is by faith.
Right.
You understand? And you won't have to worry about these things. You see what I mean? Get it? Be conscious of what you're talking about. You don't run around just asking for something just to be asking for something. You understand? And you just talking to yourself. You ain't getting nowhere with that. You see, God sees all that, Ross. You see what I'm talking about? You can't hypocrite around with him. You understand what I'm talking about? You can't hide nothing from God. All that presumptuous sin, and then you go on top of all that and do everything. You see what I'm talking about? And people call that praise. I hope you've gotten something out of it. I hope you've gotten something. I tried to go into the satanic side of it. Show you how. This is a devil, you see. It's deceiving the people. Now, let me say this. See, I want to go in that time. This big God was really a deal. That 666, that man. Now, if you take our book, you see, we went every kind of way, every kind of calculation that can be thought. You understand? Now, the Roman Catholics say that this 666 belongs on Nero. understand? That's what that last book I brought down here, you understand? I let you read it. See, they said wrong, wrong, evil. But you see, then this, now in the 12th chapter of 11, listen now. See, now the seat of the beast, you understand, the dragon gave him his seat and his power and his authority was transferred right over. Now here's the devil up here.
Oh, great. That church over the state.
You see, 325. You understand? Church has a preeminence over the state. See, meaning that. You understand? Constantine, United States and Church. You understand what I'm talking about? Constantine, that'll probably do nothing like that. You understand? But it's showing the power. Church over the state. Mm. Well, now, if that Nero, who was the ruler of the world, that's six belonged on him. Mm. That's the political side of it, you understand? And it was passed over to the papal side. And he's standing around boasting and blowing about it, too. Mm. You see? Then that number was transferred right over them because it's still your that's what they say. But now, you see, we turn that thing on, you understand? We stand to fight and roll the numbers. You see, get that deeper in, you understand? The Aramaic and Catholic. And we got that in the book. And that's what I spoke about last night. See, you have an off card ready. You see what I'm talking about? The devil is out to give you an awful card ready. You understand what I'm talking about? Deceive you and everything. You understand? You talk about the magicians. See, the like it said, the doctor made me a dollar. Said, no, I don't have no money. Said, well, don't tell me. Just reach right down behind his head. Pull it out. Magician. See? Once they made a dollar. Reach over on that head. Same effect's coming from that. You understand what I'm talking about? Sleeves all rolled up. He's a magician. Saw a woman in two. He said, magician. You understand? The devil won them kind of stuff. You remember Jane Eden Jamboree? Right there. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the devil belonged to all them tricks. God gave him power to do all them tricks in the sight of the beast. You see? And made him wise like that. You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
See, and you are no match. And this, you have to make sure that you are in God and God is in you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? See? Understand? Because it won't work. You see? And if you're deceived and fooled about it, just remember. You understand that you have a negative and a positive both in this world. And they're going to remain here. You understand? Until the day of the Lord. You understand? They're going to remain. See? And don't any God around about it at all. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's the best different ones down here. They got it now in these last days. You understand? Somebody said, well, what church? Well, I'm a Christian down on the corner sitting such a thing. See, I'm in the church of God in Christ. Yeah, we're preaching holiness and sanctification by the Holy Ghost. Sounds nice. See? You understand what I'm talking about? It's like the Pope and they say this. Now listen, this is what I said. You understand? See? Now here's what I said. Now I said, want you to give something, Bishop. You see, so that the priest can pray, or the Pope can pray and get your relatives out of purgatory. You understand? You've got dispensation on now, about $40.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay the installment plan if you want to. You understand? Cheap. Now listen while I'm saying this to you. See what I mean? Get you out of purgatory. You see? As the flame said, for the pray for the poor souls. See how some of this poor souls in the flames of purgatory. See, it's just a ropes like that. I'll squeeze a dollar. I pay a dollar now and a dollar after a while, you understand? You can't even get out. And that's what they're telling people. That to pray him out of purgatory, out of the flames of purgatory. Is that right? Now here's what the book says about it. That if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
God's Son.
Mm-hmm.
I said the blood.
Mm-hmm.
See, of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're saying roasting in the flames of purgatory. until the, every bit of the sin has been purged out of you. You're roasting, you understand that? And you are paying to get them poor souls out. You understand? That's my mother, and she was a good woman. But said, now, she's got you not fit to pay, and then appear in the presence of God. And the devil won't let you alone while you're walking around. He won't let you alone after you're dead. You understand? You see? Now, he's going to chase you right on down the lane. So you just might as well keep your footsteps. You understand? Right on here, right on down the curtain there. You understand? And to the end. Because he's going to be out there deceiving and fooling the people. That's as long until Messiah comes. Mm-hmm. And that's what the book said. It said that he would destroy him with the brightness of his coming. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. And with the spirit of his mouth. So you look for him. He's out there. You understand? I'm sorry I detained you and kept you sitting here, but I hope you got something out of it. Mm-hmm.